$10 at a local glass place.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, let's move on to now that we have Frank in here, I think hopefully pretty stable. Let's go with our one.
Me? Stable? Good one, Tim.
Yeah.
Your signal.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's, our one and only voicemail here from Stephen in South Carolina has questions about tanks. And talk about preparation. He's preparing for a trailer he has not inherited yet. So he's got his eye on one. So here we go.
Hey, this is Stephen from Piedmont, South Carolina. You guys spent a lot of time talking about tanks on this last show. Our 1969, it's going to be mine in about 3 years when my dad retires. It only has one tank that's gray and black combined. And when I get it in 3 years when he retires and buys a motorhome, I plan to redo it. We've taken it out to the Grand Canyon. That was big fun. But we never had any problems with just that one tank. What is the big advantage of having a separate gray and black tank? I think we're always going to be attached at a campground and not boondock. I was just wondering if I haven't had an experience that a separate gray tank would help. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Love your show. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Stephen, for calling that in. Perhaps we should talk about how the vintage trailers tank systems worked and what the philosophy was back then.
Yeah, well, they're not really combined. He said the tanks were combined. They're not really combined. They run to the same valve, but you're not dumping the gray into the black. Or is it for that era, Colin? It's not.
No, you're basically back then. The gray fell out automatically.
Right below the valve.
Yeah, there was no valve for the gray.
Right.
Although it did connect into the outlet, the stinky slinky that came from the black tank. There was certainly no tank capacity, and there was no valve even to stop whatever was in the lines. So you had to operate off either connected full-time to a campground, or back in the day you could just let it run free in certain areas, which is not allowed in most areas now. These days people drain into what they call a blue boy, which is a portable tank. They are, without a doubt, a pain in the butt. You know, although you may not want or don't feel that you will ever be boondocking or require built-in gray tanks, I think it would be advisable to do that. I think, first of all, it'll up the value of the trailer, but second of all, it's going to open up horizons that you never realized existed, and that's really going to make the trailer for you.
I agree 100%.
Now, when on my 71, I was in that situation where it just had one tank, the black tank, and like you said, it just drained the gray water straight through. And, you know, since we primarily or only went to campgrounds with full hookups, and, you know, with that setup, we had to. But we didn't find it an issue. If you do go with one of those blue boys, those tanks, would you recommend getting those ones with the wheels that you, and then the little lever that goes on your hitch so you can tow it to the drain?
That's what I have. It's a 15-gallon one. And when I got that tank, it was very early on in my trailer career, and the guy at the shop told me, he says, yeah, you can get bigger ones, but they're a lot tougher to handle. So it made sense to get something that you could lift easily. Yeah, you might have to dump it more often, but at least you can manhandle it. And yeah, I bought one of those little hitch devices, and it looks kind of ridiculous when you're driving through the campsite towing this thing, but you got to do what you got to do.